From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. At midnight tomorrow, the current contract between the United Auto Workers and Detroit's three car companies is set to end. This afternoon, Ford signed a contract extension. General Motors and Chrysler may well follow suit. The UAW and the car companies are trying to work on a new contract that would help the struggling firms and protect workers' benefits. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, some people who follow the industry say its future is at stake.
When contract time rolls around in Detroit, people always say the negotiations are the biggest ever. This time, that may actually be true. Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler lost billions of dollars last year, and worker health care costs are soaring. The companies say they need big changes to turn their businesses around. David Cole chairs the Center for Automotive Research, an Ann Arbor think tank.
The company was like the Rock of Gibraltar. It was always going to be there no matter what. What is different now is the uncertainty about the future of the company. So that really casts an entirely different tone over the negotiations compared to anything that we have seen.
Neither the union nor the companies will discuss contract talks, but the big issue appears to be health care. The companies have promised about $100 billion worth of health care to retirees. That puts them at a huge disadvantage with foreign competitors like Toyota and Honda. The companies think they have a solution. Put money in a trust fund and let the union take over responsibility for managing health care. The plan would protect the company from rising costs, and it would protect union members if a company collapsed. Cole says, as it stands now,
if any one of them does go bankrupt, as we have seen in many cases, health care could disappear.
But there are big sticking points. The first, how much money would the companies contribute? Cole suggests they might pay 60 to 70 cents on the dollar. Given rising health care costs, the union wants more. Earlier this year, the United Steelworkers cut a similar deal with Goodyear Tire and Rubber. Thomas Conway led the union's negotiations. He describes how it unfolded.
Their initial proposals were in the range of 45 cents on a dollar and then 50 cents on a dollar.
And what was your initial response to...
We went on strike.
Without enough money, the steelworkers worried the fund might run dry. Eventually, the company agreed to pay more than 80 cents on the dollar. The Goodyear deal is seen as a possible model for the car companies. It also leads us to another sticking point, how to pay for a trust fund. Goodyear wanted to use company stock, but given that it had threatened bankruptcy a few years back, the steelworkers insisted on cash. Thomas Conway explains.
This really isn't something that we think we had the stomach for in terms of trying to give people stability and where we'll be in the long run. I don't want to have to watch Goodyear stock every day.
The car companies have also talked of using stock, and auto workers are equally skeptical. Ron Lair's a Ford worker in Dearborn, Michigan, and a critic of union leadership.
It's astonishing to me that either the company or the union could even try to persuade members that the company is in trouble, therefore you should rely on the company's stock.
But workers also acknowledge their employers need help.
I think the company has a legitimate reason to get some relief in the health costs.
That's Charles Yates. He retired in June after 31 years at an Illinois plant that makes the Ford Taurus. He's worried about the future of his health care, but he's willing to consider a trust fund.
I'm very interested in this. It sounds like it could be a good idea. Part of it is getting some of the financial burden off the company so they could have some, you know, liquid cash.
And so the thinking goes, companies could use that savings to develop new products and become more competitive. Of course, selling all this to union members won't be easy. No one expects a strike, but the last time Ford workers were asked to reduce their own health care benefits, they almost voted it down. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.